If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
I'm Tyler Glenn and welcome to the show, both food and fun places and the mayhem of life. As you come on in to grab yourself a beach chair at the beach house, I don't see any wind. I don't see any snow. I just see our little sailboat ready to set sail. Come on down from the watchtower. Let's get going. It's a fantastic Friday. You are here just in time. It's Keyboard Friday. And yeah, it's a storm day for a lot of kids across southern Manitoba today. I think Manitoba's closed. Blizzard conditions in Winnipeg this morning, and we've got a blowing snow advisory here in southwestern Manitoba. There we go. Welcome, welcome. Good to see you. Coming up on the show today, what was your last day at work like? Previous job, did you have fun? Was there an incident? Was there something fun to share? Because guess whose last day of work is coming up? Joe. Grandpa Joe. It's his last Friday on the job today, and we'll take a look back at some of the greatest hits of Grandpa Joe, and we'll look forward to the Orange Man come Monday. Who will be performing? What's going to happen? Will TikTok even exist? Will the world implode on itself? Well, there's so much to talk about, and of course, we're so glad that we could be here with you, grabbing a hot cup of coffee, and on a Friday, talking about that and more. Also, speaking of TikTok, we will show you what is going to happen with TikTok this weekend should it go dark. There's conflicting reports this morning. The AP has said that Joe Biden has pretty much washed his hands of TikTok, the whole TikTok thing, and said, hey, I'm leaving it up to Donald. Kind of easy to do when you're walking out the door. But there's still, some serious concerns among creators about what's, and users too, about what's going to happen to the platform next week. Blowing snow advisory in effect for southern Manitoba. We've got wind gusts to 50 kilometers an hour that are going to last until Saturday morning, and an abnormal temperature trend, says Environment Canada. We're starting out single digits, -6. It's the visibility and the blowing snow, and it's going to get worse before it gets better, which is why it's a good thing that so many divisions have just canceled the whole thing. They're not messing around. You know how they can say, no buses, but schools are open. Some schools are open, but no buses. No. Rolling River shut down. Beautiful Plains, Park West, Mountain View, Southwest Horizon, Prairie Spirit, Turtle Mountain, Pine Creek, and Fort LaBosse. No schools. No buses. It's just too ugly. A call of source in Shiloh is closed. Brandon School Division buses aren't operating outside the city. Alexander, O'Kelly, and Spring Valley schools are closed. All other schools will be open in the city of Brandon. If you do have to travel today, please exercise extreme caution. This blowing snow is causing some rather serious visibility issues. We're going to get our sandals on and our swimsuits ready to go because it's Friday on the Tyler Glenn Show. Actually, every day we're at the beach. Every day there's palm trees. We've got a beach chair waiting for you. First hour of the show on all platforms, including TikTok, for what could be the very last time. But we are going to be, we're always on, you know, YouTube or X or Facebook. And the big one, of course, is Twitch. That's our mainstay. That is the basement of which the show is built on. The basement of the beach bunker is Twitch. And that's why you get 2 hours of the show on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Tyler Glenn Show. Because you just never know when these social media platforms are just going to say, yeah, we're going to close up shop. Or, oh, we're not going to let people live stream anymore. Or we're going to make a whole bunch of changes. You know, we're 5 seasons in, over 2 years of doing this. And that's the thing I've learned is that the social media companies control the universe. And you know it too, because you may have been banned or went to Facebook jail or had some kind of warning sent your way. And you're thinking to yourself, what did I do? I didn't do nothing. I didn't do anything. I hope my English teachers are sleeping in. If you are a member of the Liberal Party of Canada, you're excited. You had a good day yesterday because that banker guy threw his hat in the ring. He's our next prime minister. He's in. So they're excited about that. And I was on social media and saw that a lot of people are like, "Hoo-hoo, this is awesome. Mark Carney, banker guy. Oh, he's so much more palatable than Justin Bieber or Justin Twitter. Justin, what was his name? I've already forgotten." So it's a good thing. Good day for you yesterday. Epp Law Office, if you're buying or selling real estate, something to keep in mind. Our friends at Epp Law Office will help you out. Also, if you're looking at making some changes to your business and you've got some legal questions, reach out to Epp Law Office. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, I need to plan for the future. Want to make sure the kids are taken care of, or I want to make sure that maybe you don't have kids and you want to make sure that maybe a good friend or a cousin or something is looked after or get some fun stuff from you should you no longer be here. Epp Law Office also deals with wills and estates. And trust me, you don't want to be doing this stuff yourself on the internet. I know they're out there, but you know, when you've got a local trusted professional that's so easy to work with, why not just swing on over to 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th. See Epp Law Office. And have you put your order in yet for the Special Olympics donuts? I hope you have. Special Olympics donuts are back. Now, there's still a ways away. It's what, 2 weeks today? 31st is when these donuts are going to come out. And if you put a pre-order in, you just say, hey, I need a dozen. Or if you're in a big office, I need two or three dozen because you're going to come in as a superhero. You get it done. It's off your plate. And in 2 weeks, you could forget you'd even made the order. And then all of a sudden, the donuts are here. And you're like, I am awesome. Future me, you're so good. You're so awesome because they're so delicious. January 31st to February 2nd, Special Olympics donuts, 100% of the proceeds going to support Special Olympics athletes. Go to timhortonswestman.ca to pre-order yours. And when you're at Tim's, make sure you check out the Tim's Selects Everyday Value Menu featuring four crave-worthy items starting at just $2.99. You got time for Tim Hortons in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. It's times like this where I want to say a special good morning once again to the men and women who are jumping to the pump at our co-op gas bars across southwestern Manitoba. Out in the wind, putting the nozzle to the tank, making sure you're all fueled up and ready to go. They are awesome. Co-ops of Westman Gas Bar attendants, we salute you. Thank you for what you do, and thank you for supporting your local co-ops of Westman. They're not only sponsors on the show, but they also reinvest their profits back into the community. Why line the pockets of billionaires when you can line the pockets of, well, little old small towns? Because really, that's how the co-ops work. Heritage, Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. Co-ops of Westman. Do you have a last day of work story that you would like to share? On a last day of work, something, how did you handle a last day of work? Maybe it was awesome. Maybe you got some kind of gift you'd always wanted. Or maybe it was a little emotional. Or maybe it was goofy or funny or... I remember my most memorable last day of work was my first radio job at CKLQ in Brandon. It was simply 880 at that time, and it was a 24-hour operation. It's my first radio job. I actually did the all-night show. It's incredible. There's so much automation and AI and people broadcasting from other cities now. But at that time, everything was 100% local, and it was 24 hours a day. And I had to take a job in Alberta and I had to leave. And I was very sad because I grew up in the area and we had a big party, a big send off for Tracy and I. We were spreading our wings, went to Alberta, but there was a lot of liquor involved. I mean, it was legendary. I don't remember it simply for the party, but I remember the next day we had to do Blue Jays baseball. And I literally thought that I was going to die. I was so hungover. We had the going away party and I had one day of work left. Who was planning this? I guess because, you know, I was low on the totem pole and I had to work on weekends. And my last day of work being on a Sunday and there was a Major League Baseball game on. And I thought I could take that. I'm just sitting there pushing buttons, you know, because the guy in Toronto or wherever they're playing ball, he's doing all the talking, and then I just play the commercials. How hard can that be? I could do it hungover. Oh, my God. I need help from the news guy because I would be sick. I'd be running back and forth from the control room to the bathroom. And then the news guy who didn't know what he was doing. We'll be back with more Blue Jays baseball in just a minute. And then, there's nothing on. I can hear the news guy. What button do I push? Tyler, what am I supposed to push? The red one. So, your last day of work can sometimes be a lot of fun. Your last day of work can sometimes be emotional. It can be sad. Molly says, I've only worked really three places. Okay. But it's very sad leaving a first job. Leaving the second job was okay and wasn't so attached. You're probably onto something there because it's funny that I remember that first going away and I'd had several jobs since then. And none of them, I think it was because I had overestimated my ability of working with a hangover. And I think since then, I don't, that's why I'm not big on drinking if I got to work the next day. People are like, come on, you can do it. Oh no, the memories of 1993, Toronto Blue Jays and Baltimore Orioles. Oh God. Oh. Derek says, the running joke when he worked at Rona, because he was a wild child and didn't like a lot of his coworkers, was that I was going to drop three tabs of acid in the community coffee pot. Can you imagine? I need some 2x4s for a shed I'm building. Oh, are you okay? Are you okay? I see purple elephants. I see pink balloons. What's wrong with you? Are you okay?
I love you, man.
That would be a very entertaining trip to Rona. I take it you didn't do that, though, on your last day of work. Last day of work. You don't want to poison your coworkers. I heavily recommend that not be done. And Molly was at the first job for 4 or 5 years. I was 2. I have been doing this show longer than I did that first all-night stint, but boy, those all-nights got long. Oh, boy. Yeah, there was a reason that they automated the all-nights first, because it gets pretty lonely there at 3 o'clock in the morning playing some Waylon Jennings or some All My Exes Live in Texas.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Is anybody out there?
Hello? Hello? Is that you're never really missing the job. You're missing the team, the friends that you made, and the times that you had. And that's what makes it emotional and fun, because they're happy for you. Chances are you're moving on to bigger and better things. You know, I think it's because sometimes work can be really a stressful time. You go through a lot while you're at work. And let's face it, you see your coworkers a lot of times more than you see your own family. So you're spending a lot of time with these people. Once things clear out, once things calm down, slide on into Leon's at 3635 Victoria Avenue for a super sale, a chance for you to save on bedroom sets. Dining room sets are on sale. Those reclining sofas are on sale. You can also take 2 years to pay with 0% interest and 24 equal monthly payments. If you're looking for furniture, mattresses, appliances, electronics, please see my friends at Leon's. We love them. They're sponsors of the show. Your daily headlines, your scroll down below, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. 70% of EV owners are saying, man, they are saving a whack load of dough on the obvious gas. And the other thing is maintenance. There's less moving parts in an EV, and that's why less can go wrong in an EV. More people are checking out an EV. I had read something yesterday that they're getting very close to 1/3 of all American car sales. Like south of the border, getting close to 1/3 of all new car sales, EVs now, as people make the move to EVs. It's going to be a slow process. It's not going to be for everybody, and that's okay. And you've got questions, and they've got answers at Westman's number one EV dealership. And that's all you need to remember. And Headley's Health Hut, we were talking about Tim's and their Special Olympics donuts 2 weeks away. 2 weeks from today is Headley's Health Hut's Customer Appreciation Day. They have got two big days on the calendar, last Friday of the month and the second Wednesday of the month. Second Wednesday is your win back Wednesday. And the last Friday of the month is Customer Appreciation Day. Now, the reason I'm here to let you know, I'll keep reminding you about that because Headley's Health Hut has got an amazing selection of herbs and clean beauty and sugar-free and gluten-free. If your New Year's resolutions include things like eating less sugar, eating fewer carbs and more protein, but I'm struggling because snack time gets hard, or you're looking at maybe you've got some celiacs, which is becoming more and more prevalent as time goes on. Remember my friends at Headley's Health Hut, okay? Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond Avenue, formerly at the Shoppers Mall. They're just east of Murray GM. Your health is their priority. Headley's Health Hut in Brandon. We're talking about last day on the job. Quentin says, it was really hard saying goodbye to my barber brothers. Bittersweet. If you never worked at a barber shop, you'd never get it. The five chair conversations were constant. Oh, I bet. As we say farewell to our friend Joe, it is goodbye, Joe. Yeah, he liked to nibble on babies, didn't he? He was kind of a biter. Oh, here comes another hello to a kid. Just going to bite this kid's toes. Joe was a biter. Like how they've got the scary music behind it, too.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
President Putin.
President Putin. He's going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it.
Anyway, oh, jeez.
Mr. President.
I'm better.
Yeah, I'm better. Yeah, I guess so.
Thank you so much.
And then he said he's running with Trump.
Thank you very much.
Listen to this. He's going to say that he's running with Trump as his vice president.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she's not qualified to be president. So let's start there. We got to just remember who in the hell we are. We're the United States of America.
Yeah. By the way, I'm proud to be, as I said, the first vice president, first black woman.
Mm-hmm. He's the first black woman, too. Mm-hmm. To be president as well. Yeah, I didn't realize that, actually.
There's just so much that we can do.
But guess what? They want to, the guy we're running against, what's his name? Donald Dump or Donald...
Whatever. Donald Duck. Donald.
Let's fix the tax system. For example, we have 1,000 trillionaires in America. I mean, billionaires in America. And what's happening? They're in a situation where they, in fact, pay 8.2% in taxes. If they just paid 24%, 25%, either one of those.
Okay, I don't understand what he's saying.
$500 million, billion dollars, I should say, in a 10-year period.
I remember watching that thing.
Able to make every single
look, watch Trump's reaction. He's like, are you for real, man?
Eligible for what I've been able to do with the with the COVID, excuse me, with dealing with.
Are you okay? Are you going to be all right, man? Holy shit! I felt bad for him. I'm like, it's over. It's done.
Biden, President Trump.
Well, he's right. He did beat Medicare. He beat it to death, and he's destroying Medicare.
Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts.
Look at him. He's like a kid. Oh, I did good. Did I do good?
And let me ask the crowd, what did Trump do? Why?
Yeah.
Yes. So, Joe, I'm going to hand it over to you because we have such a great group of supporters here. So thank you all for coming.
Do you know where you are, Joe?
Thank you.
It's Joe's last day on the job. Poor Joe. He was good. He was good when he knew where he was. He was a good guy. He didn't know where he was, or he didn't know how to get off a stage, or he would fall down. And actually, this is when he was with our Prime Minister Trudeau, and they were taking a group photo, and he just kind of wandered. He just likes to wander off. We're going to take a picture here, Joe.
I think I got to go in this direction. There's a tree over here. Tequila makes you fall down. That's what that was, stupid morning drinking. Oh, poor Joe. Walter, can I have that chair, please? It's the hat. I blame the hat. It's a heavy hat.
It goes to sleep here. I remember this.
It's hard work.
Come on, wake up, Sleepy Joe.
Wait a second. Who are you? Do I know you?
Yeah.
Are you James? Wait for me a second.
Oh, God, don't start.
My medicine hasn't kicked in yet.
That's not a surprise.
Now, this is AI. Hey, this is not real.
This guy, Danny.
I'm Danny.
Is it Tommy?
Wrong.
Question. So in the room, I have my TV set up with Roku. The Roku works just fine, but I can't get the Nintendo Switch to show up on the TV screen. Why is it doing this?
What input do you have your Nintendo plugged into?
What is that?
Seriously? The HDMI needs to be connected to the Nintendo, which goes into one of the inputs. Then, on the TV screen, change the input to match the Switch. You got that, Sleepy Joe?
Yes. Press the Switch twice time.
Joe, I'm thinking of a number 1 through 10. What is it?
Billy, I'm thinking it's 14, 17.
Sorry, it was 9.
Oh, shucks.
I win. I always win.
Yeah, is that true, Bruce?
Of course it is.
Then tell me, who is the current president?
Oh, Joe, shots were fired. At least you said one smart thing.
Babushka, I love you.
Babushka, I love you. That was fake. Again, fake AI. Even Donald Trump feels bad for Joe. Molly says, I never really use TikTok other than to watch a streamer and mess with you. Oh, and you know what? There's no getting around it. I mean, people love it for its brevity, for its comedy. You know, everything is really tight. It's kind of the opposite of what we do on this show because it's a 2-hour show. And, you know, having the ability to spend 2 hours with anybody nowadays is incredible, let alone like 5 minutes or even 10 minutes. That's why I'm so grateful when people are even able to spend 15 minutes with us because it's a fast moving world. People don't have a lot of time on their hands. There's a lot of crap going on, and TikTok did a great job of informing people, entertaining people, making people laugh, making them cry, making them think in very tight 5, 10, 15 second little bites. So what happens, especially in Canada, because it's the U.S. Supreme Court that could release their decision to uphold a ban on TikTok, and we'll know more today. The Chinese platform will go dark Sunday. The platform can't continue operation until it's sold. That could also happen. There's a lot of moving parts in this. Donald Trump's incoming national security advisor, Mike Waltz, said Trump would intervene if the Supreme Court upholds the ban, although legal analysts said that he wouldn't really be able to do much. So here's what could happen to TikTok if the ban goes through. First thing you're going to see is it's going to come out of the app stores. That's pretty benign because you've got it already. So what? But the app updates will stop. U.S. users who already have the app likely won't be able to update it anymore. That means bugs and glitches won't get fixed and new features won't be added, making TikTok increasingly frustrating to use. So first thing you're going to see is not available in the app store. Then Trump's going to get inaugurated, and if they don't have it sold and it's been banned in the U.S., Canadian users could see TikTok glitch. It won't be showing the videos that you liked before. It's going to start showing some content that maybe you weren't really enjoying. And not just that, but people are warning that hackers could gain steam because no updates mean no opportunity to fix security issues affecting the app, which could make users more vulnerable to hacks and cybersecurity breaches. If the ban is enforced, TikTok will show U.S. users who already have the app a message that informs them of the law. It will also give them a chance to download all the content that they have got on the app. And then it's kind of like everybody for themselves. Everybody goes to a different platform. But TikTok CEO Shuai Zi Chu will reportedly attend Trump's inauguration on Monday. When I order pizza, I'm always getting it dropped off on my step. And Friday is the biggest day for pizza sales. So if you're getting pizza today and you're asking for no contact delivery, just be careful. This could happen to you, especially if you have a new delivery person. Have a look at this.
I ordered no contact delivery and the pizza guy left his whole thing here.
The whole bag!
Free bag.
No contact delivery, and the delivery driver left the red bag thing at my house.
Score!
Oh, Jason! Hold on. Jason!
It was Jason!
Okay.
He'll be there in 10 minutes.
Okay, all right, perfect. Thanks. Oh, my God.
Way to go, Jason. Way to go. Why? And what a good person. She's such a good person for calling. I just would have been, thank you very much. And then you never know what else could you use it for. It's a flat insulated bag. You could put a lot of Ukrainian Tupperware in there, a lot of sour cream containers to keep them warm to get to Baba's house. Yes, Friday is a pizza day, and you too might get the bonus of bag and all if you ask for contactless delivery. I'm just going to dump it here. I got to run. To Minnedosa. No, we're not going to go to Neepwa because that highway's closed. We're going to continue on Highway 10 through to Erickson, then past Ditch Lake, and oh, stop at Onanel. Can't get into Riding Mountain National Park, but you don't need to. Because you're going to the Elkhorn Resort, Clarsau Nordic Spa. You can get there today, right now. Roads are open. I would say wait till things improve. But this weekend, they've got live entertainment at Elkhorn Resort and Clarsau Nordic Spa. More specifically, the Buffalo Bar. Luke Paulson is tonight, guys. Luke Paulson tonight and tomorrow. If you're lurking from the Parkland area, you're close to Onanel, there's still going to be a party going on with Luke tonight. And you won't have to travel very far if you're in that Erickson, Shoal Lake, you know, Oakburn, Rossburn, Sandy Lake area to get over to Onanel to check it out. Dauphin, it's pretty rough go right now. Keep in mind, Elkhorn Resort has got a sip and paint night coming January the 21st, a creative evening with drinks and painting and fun with Shane. Tickets there are just $45, and there's a cash bar. The Comedy Invasion is January 25th, a night filled with comedians, Troy Teridian, Serena Shane, Scott Porteous, and Herbert Henry's. Tickets are available online or at Eventbrite, and they're just two for $35 for the early bird price. The general admission the night of the show, though, it's $20. So you save some cash. That's a great price for a night of comedy. $2 for $35. It's an 18-plus show. ElkhornResort.mb.ca. Sunrise Credit Union. Sunrise Credit Union is looking for some summer students. If there's somebody in your life that would like a job through the summer and would love to work for Sunrise Credit Union, what a great group of folks. They are looking for summer students, and here are their locations. Boulder, Brandon, Cypress River, Corporate Finance, Grandview, Holland, Laurier, Minnedosa, Sandy Lake, Shoal Lake, St. Rose, Strathclair, and Verdon. Just go to the Sunrise Credit Union Facebook page, click on the link there, and you or somebody you know could have a great job this summer because they're looking for summer students at Sunrise Credit Union. Sunrise CU.mb.ca with 19 area locations across southwestern Manitoba. And at Auto Fashion, they are MPI and SGI accredited for paintless dent repair. Hail damage, they'll take care of you. Car a little stinky, car a little dirty on the inside, they'll take care of you. Scratches and skiffs, they'll take care of you. And if you've purchased a new vehicle, they'll take care of you too. At Auto Fashion, great locally owned and operated business. That really is all about showing your car, your truck, your van, your family truckster some love. At 255 17th Street North, behind Lee's Buffet, next to the car wash, look for the big green A's. Came outside and realized that there was something that was dropped in their driveway, and it looked like someone had taken a rock and thrown it full force at their driveway, and they didn't know what it was. At first, they thought maybe it could have been some kids or something. This is their doorbell camera. And there was a little bit of dust there, so they collected the dust and then sent it off to be inspected. And it happened to be a meteorite.
That's actually the sight and sound of a meteorite landing outside a home on PEI. Blink and you could miss it because the rock can really only be seen in one frame of the video. But that exploding dust and sound of the impact, really undeniable. Now, this video is from the homeowner's security camera, which they checked when they noticed some dust on their front path. They were able to recover about 7 grams of the rock from the grass next to the walkway. Then they connected with Chris Hurd, curator of the University of Alberta's meteorite collection.
But had it moved into the middle of the parking lot and say you were out there just kind of looking at the stars, it would kill you with that kind of force. Oh, wild cherry and cream. Okay, so 2025 gets rolling with a new soda pop flavor from Pepsi called Wild Cherry and Cream. Available in U.S. stores in the coming weeks. Could be available in Canada, too, depending on the store you buy your pop from. People have already tried it and said it is cherry meets vanilla. And it does taste a little bit, some are saying, kind of like a float, like a cherry float. Would you try this? Are you interested? Do you like the cherry-flavored sodas? Joe Nichols tickets jump $10. So this is the final 48 hours, final 24 hours to get those Joe Nichols tickets at the reduced rate of $61, because this weekend they jumped to $71. Joe Nichols, February 15th, country superstar, the guy who sang Tequila Makes Her Clothes Fall Off. And it's true, by the way. It's coming to Skydancer Casino. Great casino, great little spot, 90 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. Wonderful water park there for the kids. Great games for mom and dad. Beautiful hotel. Love staying in the Tower Hotel at the Skydancer Casino. Great food, games. Check out the website. Go to skydancercasino.com. Give them a follow on their social media channels, and we'll see you at Joe Nichols February 15th. We got Lil Jon coming in August, and Tracy Byrd is going to be performing in November at the Skydancer Casino, where the sky's the limit. And before you go, get your oil changed over at Murray's, where they are not just helping your vehicle, but they're helping your local community. People who are struggling. The Helping Hands and Samaritan House and even Bear Clan, they all get a donation every time you get your oil changed at Murray's. So it's an excellent idea to swing on by 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon and your oil change, the show your filters, good to go, tires are good, check your fluids, and you're on your way. And finally, Kuiper's Family Bakery. This weekend, stock up on Kuiper's Family Bakery goodies. Now, the good news is that if you're not even in the city, Kuiper's Family Bakery is a bakery that is carried by many fine grocery stores across southwestern Manitoba. So if you're looking for some beautiful buns and breads and baked treats, look for it at your favorite grocery retailer. Kuiper's Family Bakery is Brandon's bakery and Manitoba's favorite bakery at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. Sony has unveiled a new gaming system that will allow PlayStation users to sniff their way through games like The Last of Us. This was unveiled at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. So is this... Holy crap! So you can smell in this game how do you play this game? Is this like a virtual reality game? This is like that new business in Brandon, maybe? Where they've got that digital zoo? You know what I'm talking about? How big of screens do you need to have for this? While the use of sense in entertainment has been around since the 1960s, this builds on a PlayStation patent for scent-based gaming. Do you remember this? Oh, I used to love getting these. They would make me hungry. Tyler, you did such a good job on your project. Here is a sticker for you. And I always loved the pizza one. I think that was the start of my pizza addiction. The pizza one really smelled like pizza. Molly got them too. Cindy got, we all did. We all got the scratch and sniff. Whatever happened to the scratch and sniff? Did you have a favorite? Oh, blueberry was strong. Blueberry was a good one. Cheeseburger was weird. Cookie was okay. Strawberry milkshake was good. That was a good one. Well done. What is that supposed to be? A chicken leg? Is that a chicken leg? You got a tomato. You got a pretzel. Cupcake? Very good. Way to go. Very good. Was there a hot dogs one? I don't think so. Root beer. Oh, the root beer one was good. That was a good one. Isn't that funny? I got these like 40 years ago, and I can still remember which ones were strong and which ones weren't. The pear, that sucked. Watermelon also kind of sucked. The popcorn one was good, but the popcorn was butter. So, yeah, smells are popular with the kids. So, watch them come to a video game near you. Orange. Where was the orange? Was there? Is there an orange on this one? I can't see the orange. Oh, and your tops. That was a good one, too. It was strong. But it smelled like the air freshener in your car. It was the pine one. It's supposed to smell like a Christmas tree. And it's just like, this smells like my dad's air freshener. It's your place. It's my place. It's our place. It's the beach house. Pick out your favorite spot, would you? Maybe by the piano or over on the couch there. Come on up the stairs. Got a patio there, too. Thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon like the sun once again. Catch you later, guys. Have a great weekend. See you on Monday. Stay safe, everybody.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.